continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself after this manner. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, who is called Didymus, and Nathanael, who was of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith to them, I go a fishing. They say to him, We also come with thee. And they went forth, and entered into the ship. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet his disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said to them, Children, have you any meat? They answered him, No. He saith to them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. That disciple therefore, whom Jesus loved, saith to Peter, It is the Lord. Simon Peter, when he heard that it was the Lord, girt his coat about him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they came to land, they saw hot coals lying, and a fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith to them, Bring hither of the fishes, which you now have caught. Simon Peter went up into the ship and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus saith to them, Come and eat. And none of them who were at meat durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish in like manner. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to his disciples, after he was risen from the dead.